Unit 16. Th. Thin. S. So. The. This. Z. Zoo. Task 1. Distinguish between th, s, the, and z. 1-1. Listen.
Thick. Sick. Think. Sink. Theme. Seam. Thumb. Sum. Thing. Sing. Path. Pass. Mouth. Mouse. Moth. Moss. Worth. Worse. Tenth. Tense.
1-2. Listen to these words. Write the words you hear. 1.
Thick.
2.
Sink.
3.
Theme.
4.
Sum.
5.
Sing.
6.
Path.
7.
Mouth.
8.
Moss.
9.
Worth.
10.
Tense.
1-3. Listen to these sentences. For each one, write the word you hear. 1.
Be careful. He's thinking.
2.
What's the matter? Your thumb doesn't look right.
3.
There's a pass high up in the mountains.
4.
Every mouse is different.
5.
That moth was shown in a television program.
1-4. Listen.
Breathe. Breeze. Teething. Teasing. Clothing. Closing. Bathe. Bays. Then. Zen. Though. Zone. This. Zip. These. Zero.
1-5. Listen to these words. Write the words you hear. 1.
Breathe.
2.
Teasing.
3.
Closing.
4.
Bathe.
5.
Zen.
6.
Breathing.
7.
Then.
8.
Teeth.
9.
Bays.
10.
Clothed.
Unit 16, Task 3. Say th and s. 3A. Listen to this conversation.
I think there's something wrong with me.
What's the matter?
I've got a sore throat.
Well, that doesn't sound very serious.
My throat has been sore for 3 days. And I'm thirsty.
Well, the weather is hot. I expect that's why you feel thirsty.
You're not very sympathetic. I'm thinking of going to the health centre. If there's anything seriously wrong with my throat, Dr. Thorne will see to me.
I don't think it's worth it. Dr. Thorne will be less sympathetic than me.
3B. Listen to someone correcting incorrect statements. Notice how the voice falls to emphasize the correct word.
A has a sore thumb.
No, A has a sore throat.
B is very sympathetic.
No, B isn't very sympathetic.
Now correct the incorrect statements on page 71. Independent students, you can listen to the statements.
His thumb has been sore for 3 days. He feels hungry. The weather is thundery. A is thinking of going to the swimming bath. B thinks Dr. Thorne will be sympathetic.
Unit 16, Task 4. Say the. Listen to this conversation.
Good morning, Mr. Motherwell. What can I do for you this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Weatherly. It's my breathing. I get this pain when I breathe in.
I'll listen to your chest. Breathe in and breathe out. And again, breathe in and breathe out. Keep breathing deeply.
Is there anything wrong with my chest, Doctor?
No, I don't think so. Your breathing sounds fine. Have you got a pillow with feathers in it?
No.
Or any leather clothes?
I've got a new leather jacket.
That may be the problem. Leather affects some people like that. Get rid of your leather jacket, and I think that pain will go.
Unit 16, Task 5. Say the and z. 5-1. Listen to Susan and Jonathan's friends talking about the photographs on page 72.
That's his father.
It was nice weather.
That's her brother.
She's got two brothers.
That's the other brother over there.
His brother is very handsome.
His mother's carrying roses.
She always wears beautiful clothes.
They seem to be enjoying themselves.
5-2-A. Listen and repeat this sentence. The speaker is certain of what she says. She expects the others to agree with her. Her voice falls on the question tag.
His brother is very handsome, isn't he?
5-2-B. Listen and repeat this sentence. Here the speaker is not certain. He's asking for confirmation. His voice rises on the question tag.
That's his father, isn't it?
5-2-C. Listen to these speakers. They're saying the statements in 5-1 with question tags. For each one, decide whether the speaker is certain or not certain. 1.
That's his father, isn't it?
2.
It was nice weather, wasn't it?
3.
That's her brother, isn't it?
4.
She's got two brothers, hasn't she?
5.
That's the other brother over there, isn't it?
6.
His brother is very handsome, isn't he?
7.
His mother's carrying roses, isn't she?
8.
She always wears beautiful clothes, doesn't she?
9.
They seem to be enjoying themselves, don't they?